Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about
happy birthday picking
the
to
next
you.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
James Bond?
Happy birthday to you.
We choose a new song to replace.
Happy birthday.
I hope that's Richard.
Your new song.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Happy birthday, early birthday to you.
Yes, thank you, Drew. Thank you.
Yeah, and we make a conspiracy true. But first, the almost birthday boy, Richard Madison, what are you drinking?
I'm still working, whittling down the Modelos, made for those with a fighting spirit. I wish I would have went last, and I would have worked that into our awesome segue. But Drew, what are you drinking over there?
I'm a little different tonight. I'm going a old fashioned made with tequila because I forgot that I was out of whiskey. So, Benjamin, what are you drinking on?
Well, finally done with dry January, so went and bought myself a bottle of Adictivo Tequila.
Nice.
Repo. It is fucking awesome. This is one of the best repos I've ever had in my life. So I'm drinking it straight. I've got a ginger beer. It's kind of like a faux chaser. But Adictivo Repo, man, it's awesome. Travis, what are you drinking?
I am back on the Tomatin Highland Single Malt Scotch 12-year sherry cask. It's delicious, and I just wish it was a Vesper Martini. That's all. And it's not.
Vesper.
I'll give 4 out of 10.
I'll take it. Gentlemen, jumping right into it.
You've definitely had better. You've definitely had worse.
Yeah. At least it was like actually topical.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Drew, you missed.
It was a bit of a stretch.
You missed last week. I had a segue that was actually good, and Ben and Rick were awestruck. Like they were silent.
Yeah.
We did not know what to do because my segue reaction was actually.
I don't believe it.
Like, actually, you know. We talked about X, Y, and Z earlier, but what do you think about? And they were like, how did you just do that?
Nope. I don't.
I'll play it back for you later.
Never believe it. Nope.
Or you'll have to actually, I don't know, listen to the podcast. Anyway.
I do listen to the podcast.
That's me. That's
I know,
me.
I know.
I'm the only one who listens to all the podcasts.
Gentlemen, Daniel Craig is no longer James Bond, and we have been asked to pick the next James Bond. The committee of this podcast, we get to pick the next Bond. The only requirement I had when I was like looking through this is they've got to be British. That's about it. And I think, I mean, you guys may not have British people, but I think that is one of the requirements for Bond. And that's about it. So who wants to throw out a Bond?
I have two. I have one who I would like to see, the fan in me. And then I have one that I think would make an actual good James Bond. Probably doesn't fit your British requirement, but that's fine. So I'm going to throw him out there. So for me, the one that I think actually fits and would be a good James Bond, because actual James Bond, the Ian Fleming, like novel guy, like he's not Daniel Craig. Like Daniel Craig is not an accurate representation of James Bond. Like he smokes like a freight train. Like he's just like your typical dude. And like, yeah, like he is somewhat athletic and can fight and, you know, that stuff. So because of that, I think the person who most embodies the real James Bond would be Kevin Spacey. So that is who I think the next James Bond should be.
Who was your other one?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
because Kevin Spacey's like,
yeah, your typical dude, and that's
also like, isn't he like 65 years old?
Fits with your profile, Rick, as far as the type.
I mean,
person,
yeah,
but I
wasn't
think he's
going
too,
like,
I think he's too old.
I wasn't going like current age.
I was close. He's 64. No, yeah. What, this person is going to be the Bond in the next movie.
Oh, that's what we're doing? All right. Yeah. Then
the next.
Then the one, Tom Hardy is who I think should be the actual next James Bond. Right. And the fact that he hasn't been yet is slightly shocking to me.
I like that a lot.
So I like Tom Hardy a lot.
Hold on, Ben, real quick. Yeah. I swear to God, if you say The Rock, I will be so mad.
I legitimately wrote it down, Travis, and told myself not to say it.
So The Rock.
I'd say Dwayne either.
He doesn't fit the Bond profile. I'm not that much in love with him.
He could be a Bond villain.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, so I am. But he doesn't fit the Bond profile. Dude, Tom Hardy, great pick. He was on my list. He's getting up there in age. He'd only be able to do like a movie or two, maybe. But I still think he's solid. One of the best British actors, in my opinion, that's out there. So for me, I kept going back to, you know, the Bonds that I grew up with, the Pierce Brosnans, the late Sean Connerys. And I've never been a huge Daniel Craig fan either. But I liked the Bond clean cut, short cut black hair, was quiet but also intense. And I mean, for me, it's Henry Cavill. It's Superman. He's got the build, he's got the mild manner personality, but is also a badass. I don't know. I feel like he can play so many different roles, but he plays that role really, really well. So it was Henry Cavill for me. He's like my number one on my list for the next Bond.
I like that too. I consider him. I like the pick, but just personally, I can't get his Superman physique out of my head, and trying to see that Henry Cavill play Bond would look really weird. You know, just the super crazy buff guy, like that doesn't necessarily fit, but I know that is that's not how he normally looks. That's just what he did to get in shape for Superman. So I personally can't get out of that mindset. Drew, how about you?
I actually had both of those answers on my list.
As you should.
As well. I kind of went the Rick route where I picked one who I think has an actual chance and then one who I wanted to see. So the one I want to see is Will Poulter. He's had a little bit of a glow up the last like 5 years or so. And I think he could really rock the like slick back.
Good use of blow up, by the way.
I mean, he really has. He's very attractive. And then the one I just think he is like, I think maybe he needs about another 4 or 5 years to shed some of like the baby face. But Tom Holland.
Okay.
He's in everything nowadays. I thought he did a fantastic job as Spider-Man. And I do think I didn't love him so much in Nathan Drake, in whatever the fuck that movie was.
That's not his fault, though.
Yes, exactly. I think he can pull off action star.
He was good in Uncharted with Mark Wahlberg.
That was Nathan Drake.
Oh,
that
I thought he did a great job with it.
I thought he did a good job. I thought the material was bullshit.
Well, the movie wasn't amazing.
So, yeah, I think... I'm going to put Will Poulter out there. I think he's got a little bit more of a debonair kind of schmoozer attitude to him.
I like that over Tom. Tom, maybe in
10 years,
10, 15 years. Sure.
Yeah. I do think he needs a little bit of a, just like cut out some of the baby fat and get a little harder.
I like Will Poulter. I think he has a little bit of a baby face too, but he's a lot closer than Tom. Maybe just a couple of years away.
Not anymore.
Sorry.
Easy, Drew.
I have a full man crush on it. Easy. Have you seen The Bear season 2 yet?
No.
No, I haven't. I've only watched 2 episodes.
He does a fantastic job in that.
I didn't know he was in season 2.
Yeah, he's like in like 2 episodes, but he does a really good job.
I saw everyone that you guys mentioned in the research that I did, but the one I kept coming back to is the guy that kind of already did it. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but it's Taron Egerton.
Yes.
From The Kingsman. Yep. He already kind of played Bond
and a little bit.
And I just think he already did a really good job. If you add a little bit of extra charisma that Bond has and a little bit more of suave that Bond has, he's like, he just needs one or two, and that's just acting, right? He could probably pull it off. It's not hard. I think it's a really easy fit. And now the only thing is like crossing franchises and people getting confused and that kind of thing. But that's, you know, if it makes money, it makes money. And I think he would be recognizable and people would already just kind of fall right into that.
And so I appreciate the fact that you picked a Welshman, because
yes,
James Bond is actually Scottish.
Yes.
So I think just by ancestry alone, I think you're a person.
Yes.
I mean, the Scots always make better.
Geographically closer. But yeah, the whole UK region, I think, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got, to recap, we've got Tom Hardy, Henry Cavill, Will Poulter, and Taron Egerton, who is going to be our next Bond.
Taron's still, he's still a little young to me. I mean, I know Bond is late 30s, early 40s, and Taron's in his 30s somewhere, but I don't know. I still see him as a little young for a Bond, you know, man. I mean, what's Bond's homage? What's his, you know, man and woman?
I like you said that mine was too old and everybody else is too young. That's a very good way to try and get you to the top of the list, Ben.
I mean, I had Tom Hardy on my list too.
It's a good strategy.
I don't think, I mean, Spacey was way too old. I'm sorry. Way too fucking old. Hardy was great.
I didn't know what we were doing.
Well, so, and that's kind of why I want someone a little younger, is he can, I don't want to say reboot the franchise.
Yeah, you want a franchise. Yeah, you want to get some
CGI. You can get 15 years out of the guy, 20 years out of the guy if he does well. Whereas Tom Hardy, love the pick. If you want to get 3 movies out of Tom Hardy, you can. You basically do what you did with Daniel Craig, because he's, I think Tom's like 45, 46.
Mm-hmm.
Run him till he's about 55, which is about, yep, Daniel Craig 55. Got him for only 10 years, but you're going to get like late stage Bond and not early stage Bond and middle stage Bond. So that's what why I wanted someone younger, so we can see that.
Ooh, he was in Legend. What a great movie.
Mm-hmm. One of my backups, who's like the same age as Taron, who I think looks less babyface, is the guy that played Kick-Ass, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah.
So he played Kick-Ass, Kraven. He was in Bullet Train, which was fucking phenomenal movie. If you haven't seen Bullet Train,
that was a good movie.
He's in Godzilla too.
Yeah, I mean, and he looks older than his age. He looks older than early to mid 30s. I would give him a slight edge over Taron, just because he fits the profile a little bit more to me.
And I'm not super familiar with Aaron, but just in like going back and watching some of his stuff, to Rick's point about just like a normal dude and like staying true to more of like the books, Aaron seems a little bit more eccentric and like quirky, I guess, whereas Taron seems more just like stoic and just a dude. So for that reason, I thought about Aaron, because that's, I guess, the studio's number one pick right now, front runner. But I just, Taron just made Hot it hand. Makes sense. It's just like a natural go from Bond light to Bond, and you're there.
So you like the more stoic, you know, behind the shadows, like sneaky.
Yeah.
You
know. And throw on the tux and go gamble and be in the spotlight when you have to, right? Like that, you got to have that aspect to you as well. You have to have a little bit of charisma when you turn it on. But like most of the time, it's the, hey, I'm going to be a spy. Like, let me go back to being a spy. Go ahead.
Slim build.
Yep.
All around athlete, expert pistol shot, boxer, knife thrower, does not use disguises, smokes heavily, vices drink, but not to excess, and women not thought to accept bribes. It's your general Ian Fleming Bond.
Run that back for me one more time.
Slim build, all around athlete, expert pistol shot, boxer, knife thrower, does not use disguises, smokes heavily, vices drinks, but not to excess, and women not thought to accept bribes.
Okay, so slimmer build. All right, so one of my backups was Jamie Dornan, the guy from 50 Shades of Grey and all that. That's like the slimmer build, kind of what you're talking about, like hidden, stoic. Only is gonna.
Oh yeah, there he is.
Yeah, that's kind of that what I'm getting from that that you're talking about, Rick. The profile that you're making.
Is he British?
Yeah.
From Northern Ireland.
Oh, there you go. He is not British. He is Ukrainian. Ukrainian.
He's in the kingdom.
He's in.
He's in the kingdom. He's UK. In
the kingdom.
Part of the empire.
Yes. Based on that description and the four we put forward originally, I'm between Taryn and Will Poulter because they have more of that. Whereas, and I guess Tom does too, to an extent. But Henry just seems like, again, in this personal, he's a big hulk of a man.
See, I respect the keeping with Ian Fleming theme, just like kind of overall, but to like reject somebody just because they're not their exact right build. I feel like the reason a lot of people like Bond is because he's kind of that amorphous, like 007 is maybe just a calling, like a number that everyone gets assigned when they're in that position. So I like seeing something a little bit different every time. I mean, has it been done badly? Yeah. Has it been done really well? Yes. But I don't know. I kind of like Tom Hardy if we're going, because we could get at least 10 years out of him.
And if Tom Hardy dies without being James movies. Bond once, I'm going to be pissed. Just saying. I need him to be James Bond once.
Four movies, and that would let some of the other up-and-comers kind of reach into that age range where we could get 15, 20 years out of them.
Okay.
But I also just, in general, I don't think that's where the Bond, I think that era of like a movie every 2 years with the same Bond is kind of over. I think we've seen that with the fall of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I think we should take the best that we absolutely can at the moment, get what we can out of him, and let everybody else kind of catch up. So I would, if I have to jump ship, I mean, I'm still for Will Poulter, but I would toss my hat to Tom Hardy.
I'll jump for Tom Hardy too. As much as I love Taron Egerton, I still think he's a little bit too young, maybe in 5 years, but I would love to see Tom Hardy in that role. I mean, that's really, and Rick, you described, I mean, the profile that you were building, I feel like Tom Hardy could play that to a T. So it sounds like not everyone's on the Henry Cavill bandwagon. So I'm happy to jump to Tom Hardy.
I really would like to see Henry Cavill, because he was on my list in like top four. But I was it you, Travis, that said you can't really get like the Superman
gap
out of your brain? I think there's other roles that he fits better at the moment.
And then like that one in the Mission Impossible, we did the double pump. And like he's just like beating the shit out of Tom Cruise, you know,
taking the helm of Warhammer 40K, and I can't have him distracted from
exactly
that franchise.
Too important to play.
he is too important to my mythos for him to play James Bond right now.
And to be fair, I would love
Code Man, Uncle. That was a good movie too, or The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, I would love such a to good see movie! Yeah,
Henry Cavill versus as Bond. That would be a good
or about like
good Bond,
dude. I would love to see Armie Hammer, except he's a piece of shit. But other than that,
almost everybody on the list, I think, would also make a good Bond villain, like a foil for.
Ooh, also true.
So if we just want to rotate them every year, like each one takes,
I'm cool with that.
With the other guy as the villain, I'm here for that.
I almost like Tom Hardy better as the villain. I mean, I don't know why. Maybe because he's got that little bit more gruff. To a nature to
he's
him.
He's played a villain. He's played an anti-hero.
Multiple villains. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let him. I'm
some anti-heroes.
I think Taron's a better fit, but basically Rick just said if he doesn't get to play Bond before he can't play Bond anymore. Like I think, while it might not be my first choice, I think we have a duty to Tom Hardy. To make him James Bond, like
it is, like I just think
we
once.
Need to do it for him, not for
just one TV movie. Show. I don't care if it's movie. A movie.
All right, Tom Hardy, it is next Bond. Call the studio. It is now Tom Hardy.
He doesn't look like he's in his late 40s. Like I mean, kudos to the man.
Clean living.
He's kind of got that Christian Bale vibe, like thing where he just does whatever the fuck he needs to make his body be whatever it needs to be.
Dude, Bale is 50. Like, I looked that up earlier. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
If you ever see the infographics on, like, the different weights he's done for the films across his... he goes up and down by 60 pounds sometimes.
Yeah. I can't.
Dude, what he did to do Thor God of Thunder to get his body like that, dude, is crazy.
Oh, the fucking the violinist way back in the day when he was like a scarecrow. That was the first time I was like, oh man, you should eat a sandwich.
Do we think that we can get Tenacious D to play the next Bond theme?
It was okay, but not like 1.5.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
What's the Bond theme song?
Exactly.
That's actually a really good question.
Adele did Skyfall. That's all I know.
I only know the theme song to 007 from 64. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. I just thought that was it.
It's probably it.
Actually, that guy, apparently I found out that the guy who did the theme music for that James Bond basically did the theme music for all of N64 for the most part. And he just crushed all of them.
I thought you were about to do a retake on your segue, and I was bracing myself. I didn't realize you were about to actually tell me something useful.
Nope, that was actually something useful, which you probably need some useful information to beat the devil. Play him in a song battle. Gentlemen, there's a song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, first released in 1979. It's real old. That song is fiddled in a competition against the devil for the fiddler's soul. And I want to know if someone had to go up against the devil today and play a song and beat the devil, what would that song be, like a modern version of that song? Modern being like post 2000-ish, like probably 99 is too much. 2001 is on the edge, but like, let's get into the 2000s and et ceteras. Anyone?
Yeah, I'll go out there.
To make sure your mind fit that new.
I felt like that was pretty generous. If we said modern and I gave us 20 years, that's...
No, yeah. I just had to fact check real quick. I was like, I didn't actually know. Right.
Yeah. So I'll go out there. I kept on going on a bunch of them. Some were older, like Kid Rock, Baba to Bob, but that was the 90s, and there's some other ones in there. But I kept going back to Congos with Come With Me Now. The lyrics fit. It's intense. It's got build, and then it lessens, and it's got build, and I can see me beating the devil's ass to that song. I don't know. It fit.
I'm gonna have to take a second to play that song because I don't know that off the top of my head.
You said doing that.
Congos. You will. Congos, Come With Me Now. You'll know it.
I'm sure I will. I gotta play it and to get an accurate.
Yeah, Come With Me Now, Born Without Fear. Whoa, come with me now. I'm gonna take you down. Not a singer. Not a singer.
Congos, is that what you said?
Yeah, with a K.
Travis, you're gonna have to let me know.
Okay. I like that. That was not what I kind of was thinking, but it fits. It does. It's got, you know, it's got a look here there. It's got kind of a theme that fits along with it. So not a bad choice. I'm struggling because I've got the first thing that popped into my head was Through the Fire and the Flames. Just straight up. Just the whole riff whole time.
We saw that live together.
We did. It was terrible live. Let's just be real. It was awful live. They did not do a good job live. That was the first thing. That did seem a little too much compared to the original song. So then my head went, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, but if we're talking about, like, you know, at least talking with the devil or speaking with the devil and having some crazy guitar riffs, Tenacious D's Kickapoo fits real well. It's a little more on the story side, like The Devil Went Down to Georgia, but it's not maybe as technically difficult as the fiddling in that song. So I'm kind of stuck between those two.
I'm going to hop out because I think you hit the nail on the head, Travis. Technically difficult. We're not about to just have a jam session. We're about to fundamentally go after each other through music. So because of that, Through the Fire and Flames was my choice. And I believe is the only way that you're going to defeat the devil is by just technological perfection.
Shredding his face off.
That's right.
So I also chose this.
Yes! Yes!
But I have one caveat.
Okay.
It has to be played
on Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero 3. Rig.
It's almost like life was training us for this moment with Guitar Hero.
Yeah. I did very little research for this. I was like, what's the hardest fucking song I know of? And why do I know it? And it's because of Guitar Hero.
Nice.
My thing is, though, I feel like the devil could play that song. I feel like that might be his song, and you wouldn't be able to beat him at his own song.
No. He couldn't play that song. Hold on.
Have you ever been the boss and tried to like get really good at something that technical? It doesn't happen. You have lots of people asking you questions, bugging you.
He has that natural ability. He's just
in The Devil Went Down to Georgia. He summoned an entire band to help him.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so, no, he doesn't have that natural ability because he's not natural.
But is he?
I don't know. I tried.
I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. That's getting existential for a minute.
On prom night?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Also, that could have been a good choice.
I think it's pretty much settled. It's going to be Through the Fire and the Flames. Did anyone else have any backups that they thought? Songs that they came across are like, actually, this fits really well. It's not the right answer, but it fits really well.
Bohemian Rhapsody. For okay. me, just because it's one of my all-time favorite songs ever. And I think just because it's such a long song, and you obviously have to sing it too, and it changes so dramatically throughout the entire song. So I think that would be a good one. That was on my backup list.
It was a little early, and if we're thinking like plus or minus 20 years, but
it's
I did
still
go,
very relevant.
Yeah, it is. I said Chop Suey from System of a Down.
Yeah. I had Toxicity.
Right.
But
that would have been really cool.
Ooh, yep.
And then the other one I had, just there's not a whole lot of technical, violin songs that fit the theme. But the one that has my heart is Crystallized by Lindsey Stirling.
Yes. That doesn't necessarily need to fit the theme. Just pick a Lindsey Stirling song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I do. I think she could beat the devil by herself.
I think she could too.
Maybe without the fiddle. She just kicks him in the face. I don't know. She's pretty badass. But
she could kick me in my face.
I would be remiss if I didn't at least mention a Lindsey Stirling song that could be up there.
I like it.
Yeah, I tried to think of an example that wasn't like heavy guitar, heavy metals. Like I wanted to try to come up with something that was a little different, like an empowering song. So I thought of a song that, you know, that really builds.
Bob the Builder theme song.
And yes, I do know a little David Guetta. And I was thinking Titanium. Because if you think metaphor, you know, I'm bulletproof, you know, fire away, you can't touch me type of stuff. I was trying to go different. Yeah. That's why it's a backup. It's a backup, but still the right message. And definitely, obviously, modern. So
fair enough. Well, cool.
And according to Brittany Snow, the song really builds.
It does.
Cool. Well, before we move on to the next topic, I do want to just take a quick pivot here. A couple episodes ago, I think we released it on, let's say, the 7th, probably on the 1st or the 31st. I don't remember which day it was. We talked about what was the worst liquor out there.
Dude, there were a lot of responses.
That was one of the biggest, most interactive tweets we've had ever. And just to call out a couple, James Milner said something called aftershocks. It looked like Robitussin. Like, it just didn't look good. Films and Fermentation, shout out to them, friends of the show. They showed me a beer called Sweet Baby Jesus. And it was like a peanut butter stout thing with back, 10, 20 years ago. No, they're not good. They're gimmick beers and they're not good. But I think overwhelmingly what I saw was that James, I'm going to butcher some of these names, James Corsimo, Pete Anderson, Fringe Fanatics, and Andy Church, plus a lot more, all mentioned Malort, which was Drew's submission. And I don't want to try it, but I think if it's available when we're all together on Saturday night, we have to try it.
Sounds like a terrible experience, but
it's not going to be available. I mean,
I will not.
Nobody carries it anymore.
Yeah, I will not. Unless there's a couple Chicago bars that carry it around town, but
unless we go to a place that's got 500 bottles on its back bar,
how about I would rather buy us a like half pint of it, and we can try it that way. I don't want to buy it for $9 from a bar.
Fair enough. I'm just saying. Rick, for your information, that episode we went with the Pinnacle Vodka line of everything as the worst liquor, just because there is at least there's no redeeming qualities with those, whereas Malort was a kind of a how'd you put it, Drew, like a rite of passage almost.
Yeah.
Like Rumpelmann's.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. So, although this aftershock shit looks terrible.
It does. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Like, it looks like it goes in your car engine.
Right. Does not look. It looked. I was afraid. Like Malort, whatever comes in a bottle, like it looks like alcohol.
Yeah. This looks like aftershave that you put on your face.
Yeah, I've put aftershocks in my engine or in my gas tank directly as like a carburetor cleaner type of thing. Mm-hmm. 100%. I've done that. So shout out to those guys. Thank you guys for interacting with us on the Twitter.
Hey, real quick. You listening? Cool. Do me a favor. On your app, wherever you're listening to this podcast, there's a button to follow or subscribe or some sort of a notification type bell. Whatever you do, don't click them. Don't click those buttons. Don't do it. Or click it, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just fine. It's fine. Just click it. It's cool. Just do whatever you want. Preach.
With that, what's our next topic? Oh, conspiracies. It's really weird that we had so many people comment on our Twitter. It's almost like,
there's a conspiracy out there.
Gentlemen, a couple episodes ago, maybe like 10 or so, I don't know. Time's a weird soup. We asked the question, which conspiracy is most likely to be true? And we just said, I think it was Bigfoot. We said, this is the one that's has a high probability of being true. But now I want to ask the question, if you could make one conspiracy actually true, if we had the power to just make it happen, what would that conspiracy be? So I want to know, we're going to pick one conspiracy. And we're going to make that officially and scientifically true and accurate.
Oh.
Did you not understand the assignment, Ben?
You know what? Give me 5 minutes. I got it.
Got you. I want to jump out here because this is one of my favorite conspiracies. And it's so... it's so... What's the word for it? I want to say innocuous, but I don't think that's the right word. It doesn't hurt anyone. I want to make it to where rocks are actually soft until they're touched.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
What? Yeah. It's kind of like there's the conspiracy of like, oh, your blood is blue until it's exposed to oxygen. All that other, it's like you don't see it until something actually happens. And so there's a myth, there's a conspiracy that rocks are actually soft. And then when you touch them, they freeze up and they get really hard. And so like, oh yeah, this rock is hard, but as soon as you let it go again, they're soft again. So I want to make that true. Because I think that would be really funny. Doesn't hurt anyone. except maybe like the pyramids, but I don't know.
Sure.
My brain just went a lot of ways.
I'm still processing.
Yeah.
Confuse me with the pyramids is getting hurt.
I'll jump in just because mine is kind of nature-esque too. I don't think I've ever heard that one, Travis, but it's interesting. Mine is a little bit more well-known, which is if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around, does it make a sound? No, it does not. When the tree falls in the woods, it makes no sounds unless anybody can hear it. Whether a bear catches it or I don't know what it is, but there's no sound. The tree is alive.
You are saying from now on, if this one is picked, when a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, no sound is actually created.
Nope, because no sound is created if nobody can hear it.
Got it. We're not saying you believe that. We're saying that's a myth, and now we're making it true.
Correct.
Does that apply to more than trees in this situation, or specifically trees?
If we want to grow the conspiracy to more than just trees, sure. But I'm just sticking to the simple.
Okay. No. Tree conspiracy. Right. Rick, Drew,
I had a funny one I was going to use because I've been watching a lot of South Park lately, so I'm going to throw it out there. There's an episode in South Park where there's a game for the PSP that you command the armies of heaven against demons, and once you reach a certain level, then the angels kill you and actually bring you up to heaven, and then you actually have to command the forces of heaven against the attack from hell. My conspiracy theory was going to be that's actually what Guitar Hero Through the Fire and Flames was. Once you finally beat it on expert, you were summoned to fight the devil. Thought it'd be fun. But through my research, I saw one that I liked, and it's Last Thursdayism. And the theory says all of your memories of the past could have been created recently, for example, just last Thursday. And I think that would be a fun world to be in, where every Thursday you get new memories.
Okay. I don't like that, but
I'm super surprised, Rick, you didn't go a Bigfoot route.
Already did Bigfoot.
I know, but I know
birds aren't real, so that's already true.
Not a conspiracy theory,
dude. Right. In my research, there's been over 2,000 Bigfoot sightings in Washington. It like blew my mind.
He's not in Washington; he's in the rainforest. But but yes,
there's multiple types.
It
of
rains.
Bigfoot
it rains in Washington.
All over the world.
Touché. Drew, all what right, you got?
Drew, what's your conspiracy?
All right. I went with something a little more probably well known. I think I've actually talked about it before. But the conspiracy surrounding the Denver airport.
Yes.
There's a couple different ones about
it. Which one are we going with?
I don't know. I think
Illuminati headquarters.
I think that one's my favorite. But there's also ones that include it kind of being more like a Men in Black style secret base where that's where they transport it, literally like quote unquote illegal aliens
that is Illuminati.
To and from different reptiles, completely different organization
leading the world.
But then there's ones involving the his name is Mustang, but people call him Blucifer. The horse that is the horse statue that's right outside, being haunted by the ghost of the guy who created it, who died. This is actually true. Who died when a piece of the statue fell off and hit him in the head. Huh. There a lot of them are like interweaved and tangled, but I think I like the travel hub and headquarters for like other groups like the Illuminati or aliens or just other like outside of the normal organizations.
Okay, so we've got to recap Rocks are soft. Trees make no sound. we got
rocks. Tried to make it through.
Rocks are soft. Trees make no sound.
We say rocks are flaccid. That'd be more fun for me.
Rocks are flaccid. Trees make no sound. Every Thursday, you get new memories, and the Denver airport is the Illuminati HQ. Which conspiracy?
I'm jumping ship for Drew's. I want Drew's? That. Okay. I want.
It's my favorite. I love it so much.
Yeah, I want aliens in the Denver airport. I mean, you think about every surrounding state around Colorado. There's either mountains with no people, or there's desert with no people. I mean, it's a perfect place
Perfect place
for aliens to land. Yeah, and then they just go to the Denver airport and they can fly out anywhere. I mean, yeah, I will jump ship from trees making no sound when they fall to Denver.
Yes.
Well, that's an easy decision. Did anyone else have other conspiracies they wanted to mention?
How much time do you have?
Can I go get
a few reference books?
To make true, no. So conspiracies that I think are actually true, no. We'll save that for a different day.
Two more. One is that the writers of The Simpsons actually know the future.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then two was apparently traffic barrels are left up for so long on highways because the DOT bought too many and have no place to store them. So they just leave them out on the road.
All right.
just leave them there. They'll just close those two lanes for like an extra week until we find another project to put them on.
Some college.
I think that's about as true as birds.
I think that's already true.
It's already true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So okay. Well, it's settled. The Denver airport is now the Illuminati HQ. With that, it's time for last call.
So rules, fellas. Before okay. I hit the share screen. Originally I was going to say, raise your hand to buzz in, but I think, we're just going to do the classic, say your name.
Ah!
And that is how we're going to buzz in to
say your name.
Nice.
Bar Banter Jeopardy.
Shit.
All right. Are any of my screens blocking up categories here? Do I need to do some rearranging?
Travis, take a picture.
Oh yeah. I suppose should do that. I mean, it's just
like, is my line on the right? Can y'all see,
I mean, it looks. You got that. It's Marvel through Lord of the Rings, right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
All right. What's that tab? The horny singles in your area?
Hey. That's actually the conspiracy theory I wanted to be true, that they are actually
that there are actual horny singles in my area.
Do you need?
That's not a terrible one.
granny on granny.
So we have our categories. We have Marvel, random, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and Lord of the Rings. All right, in our last call Jeopardy. And here we go, starting with a random category for 1,000. Again, y'all say your name to buzz in. In The Matrix, does Neo take the blue or red pill?
Ben,
what you got?
Take the red pill.
That is correct, sir. All right, Ben, you got 1,000. Take your pick.
Give me Marvel for 3,000.
Marvel for 3,000. Here we go. Which Avenger does Thor team up with in Thor Ragnarok?
Ben.
Danny.
Ben.
Hulk, Mark Ruffalo.
Well done. Well done.
Let's do Marvel 4000.
Marvel 4000. In which film did Black Widow first appear?
Ben.
Ooh, I think I heard Ben first, but it might have just been because his name's shorter. So let's just go Ben.
Should have gone
first. Iron Man 2.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right, let's mix it up a little bit. Let's go Harry Potter 2000.
Harry Potter 2000. What is the name of the secret society Albus Dumbledore founded?
Ben.
Okay.
Order of the Phoenix.
Ben, just getting it after it.
I watched a lot of movies.
All right. Ben, keep going.
Random 3000.
Random for 3000. What is the name of the kingdom where the 2013 animated movie Frozen is set?
Ben. Arendelle.
Wow, that's look it. At you.
Oh my. Ben is weeping us.
Harry Potter 4000.
Harry Potter 4000. What are the devoted followers of Lord
Drew? Ben.
Drew, I heard you.
Death Eaters.
Well done, Drew. Nice on shit. Board.
What are Death? Who are Death?
let's go Lord of the Rings 2000.
Lord of the Rings 2000. Oh, come on. What is the name of Gandalf's horse?
True.
Yes, true.
Ride. Oh man, I want to say Halifax, but that's not. That's a city in
High Ho, Soldier.
Three, two, one.
What'd Danny? Raptor, I guess.
For the steel. I can't remember. I can't remember the full name.
I think it's Shadowfax.
Shadowfax.
Well yeah. done, Danny. Oh, yes, Danny wait, on the board.
Nice. Way to Google back.
That's
the
it.
Answer.
That's it. That's it.
All right, Danny, what you got?
Let's do Star Wars for 1,000.
Star Wars for 1,000. Who was Luke Skywalker?
Travis.
Travis. Travis. You had to say your name right, dude.
No, he put it in as Travis at first.
I fixed it.
I know, but I'm going by Travis for the rest of the episode.
What you got?
That would be Leia.
Correct. So who is Luke Skywalker's twin sister, Leia? This calls it Princess Leia, but we all know you got to answer
all
correct.
All of the above. give me Marvel for 1,000.
Marvel for 1,000. What is the name of Iron Man / Spider-Man's assistant?
Travis.
True.
Yeah, Travis, and yes.
Happy.
Hogan. Well done, Travis. Yes.
Oh, I was happy not where indeed. I was thinking Jarvis. I was going for the electronics. When it's in,
yeah. Let's just go Marvel 2000.
Marvel 2000. While inside Stark Towers, who did Hulk say puny god to?
Travis.
Ben.
Yes, Travis.
That would be Loki.
Correct.
Nice.
Who did he say puny god to while throwing this person around like a little ragdoll? And as Travis said, it is Loki.
Give me Harry Potter for 1,000.
Phone. Let me get the answer key going. Harry Potter for 1,000. In which movie did Fred and George Weasley fight each other rolling around on the floor as they
Drew. Ben.
Drew, I think I heard first.
Goblet of Fire.
Well done,
man.
Drew.
Fuck, I thought I had
one. All right, Drew.
Random 4,000.
4,000? Is that what you said? All right. Which Alfred Hitchcock thriller is notorious for its shocking...
Drew,
yes.
Psycho.
Well done.
Nice.
Is notorious for its shocking shower scene. All right.
That's for you, Debbie.
Nice.
Star Wars 3,000.
So I'll say, that hasn't gotten the action I thought it would. Here we go. Who trained
Travis.
Obi-Wan? Okay, Travis.
Ben.
That'd be Qui-Gon Jinn.
Well done. Who trained Obi-Wan Kenobi? It was indeed Qui-Gon Jinn.
Give me Lord of the Rings for 1,000.
Lord of the Rings for 1,000. What is Sam's
name? Travis.
Drew. Ben.
I think I heard Drew first.
Samwise Gamgee.
Well done. Drew. Got control.
Let's close one out. Marvel 5,000.
Marvel for 5,000. Here we go. How many movies are set in the Marvel
Ben.
Cinematic? Ben, I heard you.
23.
Well done.
Nice.
Wow.
Ben, 23.
As soon as you said 23, I was like, I know that's the right answer, but I would not have been able to like pull that out of my ass. You know, like multiple many, choice, I could have gotten it, but
right. Yeah.
Well, that's done. Too many, but I also feel like not enough. Is that weird?
No,
it's, I feel yeah, like there's been 40.
That's accurate.
Let's stick with the 5,000s. Let's go random 5,000.
Random 5,000. What movie does the song Breaking Free come from?
Ben. High School Musical?
Well done, Ben.
Oh, yes.
Ben, you watch a lot of movies.
Lots of
no
movies.
No shit.
All right, here we go. What else we got?
Let's close out the randoms. 2,000.
Closing out random. What is the highest grossing R-rated movie of
Travis.
All time? Travis.
I'm going to go with Deadpool.
No.
Damn it.
It's an R-rated movie.
Point. Take away his points.
I did.
Yeah. Hey, yikes.
5, 4.
Probably Titanic.
Three,
I think that
two,
is it, but I'm not going to guess it.
One.
Yeah.
According to this, Joker.
Oh.
Interesting.
But yep. Not gone that way, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think, Ben, you still
yeah.
have
my...
Yeah, let's go with Harry Potter 3000.
Harry Potter 3000. And what year was the first Harry Potter movie released?
tell you the book.
What'd you say?
I said I could probably tell you the book, but the movie.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Can I venture a guess? Oh, I was going to say 2001.
I was going to say 2003, so I'm
That's what I was going to go, guess. Ben.
Yeah.
All right, 2001. Ben, still got control of the board.
All right, Star Wars 2000.
Star Wars 2000. In episode one, what did Yoda discover that Anakin possessed that may lead him to the dark side?
Ben.
Ben?
Fear.
Yes, well done.
Okay. I didn't know how, like, existential we were going.
I was thinking, like, metachlorians.
Existential. All right, Ben. Star Wars 5000.
Star Wars 5000. Here we go. In which movie did Han Solo and Luke Skywalker free Princess Leia from the Death
Star? Ben.
What you got, Ben?
Empire Strikes Back.
Ooh, no, sir.
Travis.
Travis. I knew I was wrong.
That would be
Danny.
Episode four.
Yep, episode four. Yeah, we'll give it to you.
A New Hope. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
All right. Travis, control.
Give me Star Wars 4000.
Star Wars 4000. How many characters, not actors, appear in every one of the six movies?
Ben.
Ben, what you got?
One.
Incorrect.
Fuck. How many characters, not actors,
right,
appear in every one of the six movies?
Yes.
Assuming this is prequels and the original trilogy.
Correct. One through six.
Yeah, so not the new Disney movies and not the spinoffs.
Fuck it, Drew.
Which I guess also include the Disney movies. No, I say that out loud. But
killing my points here.
Five. Four. Three. Two. Is that a guess? I'm gonna need you to buzz in.
He did.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. That's.
Yeah, I'll say four.
Drew, four. Well done.
Yeah.
R2-D2, C-3PO, Anakin / Darth Vader, and Obi-Wan.
Oh, I thought it meant like how many characters in every one of the six. I thought it meant like how many characters are in each one of the six movies. I was like,
nope. How many characters appeared?
That's
in
a lot of characters.
I thought it was the only C-3PO. Who called
a thousand of us?
I was like, they are that specific?
Too many firefighters.
That's so weird.
Yeah. All right, Drew, what you got?
Okay.
Let's go Harry Potter for 5,000.
Harry Potter 5,000.
You be proud, Megan.
What object must be caught?
Drew. Ben.
Drew, what you got?
Golden Snitch.
Well done. To be honest, true. I don't think that's really a 5,000 question, but
it's not.
Definitely not, but it's okay.
All right. Here we go, Drew.
Wait, can we just appreciate Danny's 2,000 points real quick? He's crushing it.
Shut up.
Technically, everyone in the game right now. So,
It's true.
So, quick recap. Travis with a 10,000, Ben with 16,000, Drew 17,000, and Danny with 2,000. The three questions remaining. All right, Drew.
Lord of the Rings 3000.
Lord of the Rings 3000. Here we go. This is going to be an interesting one. Which of these characters from Tolkien's novels controversially does not appear in the movie?
Drew. Tom Bombadil.
Well done. For the audience, the options were Bill the Pony, Arwen, Peregrine Took, and Tom Babadil. If I said that right.
Bombadil.
Whatever. You know what I meant. All right. Two left.
Lord of the Rings 4000.
Lord of the Rings 4000. How does Frodo know Sam?
Ben. Best friends from the Shire?
No.
Danny. Gardner.
Well done.
That's a good one.
Nice. Got one,
Danny.
I wanted to say I think they're related too, but
I might be too. But no challenges. This is the board of truth.
No, we're good.
All right, here we go. The last question,
Danny,
which
take
again,
it away.
Probably not a $5,000 question, but here we are. Where was the entire
Ben?
Yep, Ben heard you.
Australia.
Ooh,
Drew,
no.
Drew. No, I said it first. It's not true. I said it first.
Did you say
you
Drew?
You said my
I
name.
Did. I said Drewvis. Yep. I said Drewvis. I combined all of ours.
I was second.
Drew, who is it? So much shorter.
Who right, is
Drew,
it?
Drew, what you got? I'll go New Zealand. Go Drew.
New Zealand.
Damn it.
Oh, stone's throw.
Yeah.
New Zealand.
but to be fair, we'll give it to Travis too.
Yeah.
Either way. So the winner, Drew with 25,000, Travis with 15,000, Ben after the hot start dropped to 7,000, and Danny with 6,000.
Honestly, I think Ben got the most difficult questions out of everybody.
Absolutely did.
That's okay. I'm good. I like the guess.
There you go, Drew. Have your FaceTime moment. No, just kidding.
Yep. If I do like how there was kind of not like one for one, like almost one category per person.
Yeah. I thought I was going to be late to the podcast tonight trying to find a good one because I would find one and
I would do something lose it. So similar any day.
I did get, I think, all except one of the Star Wars questions. So
you did. I was proud.
I'll take that. Because I didn't understand that one.
Right. And it wasn't for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
I almost went five because I was thinking of Leia, but I don't think she was in.
She was not in episode one.
How dare you guys not know High School Musical was Breaking Free?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, I don't even know.
That was honestly maybe the hardest question in the entire thing.
Yeah, I've watched High School Musical maybe a half a time.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't was it first half, second half?
I don't remember. I was forced to watch it, and I was like, I'm not watching this anymore. And I think I just left.
That's fair.
Well, gentlemen, this was fun. Rick, thank you for that last call. That was wonderful. It's already on the Twitter. So thanks again. And for the listeners out there, there's a link in the description. If you click on that link, you can select to donate some money to the show, and we can use those funds, or I'm sorry, you can donate to our bar tab, as we like to call it. We can use those funds to buy Malort. I don't know, probably not a good not a good use of funds, but I don't know. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and now TikTok. We have a TikTok, so go check us out there and like and subscribe and all the other things I'm supposed to say at the end. And just remember, this is our podcast and you're just along for the ride.